This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 85 for Friday, September 30th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is closed today for the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Canola trading will resume on Monday, October 3rd. Yesterday, the November canola contract closed at $852 per ton, up $13.50 from Wednesday's close. Canola prices have risen in six of the last seven trading sessions to reach their highest points in over a month. Waning harvest pressure, a stronger United States dollar, and rising vegetable oil prices have all supported canola prices over the past week. Today's weather forecast calls for rain showers in Alberta, with high temperatures in the low 20 degrees Celsius range. In Saskatchewan, there will be dry and sunny conditions with highs in the mid-20s, while Manitoba will see similar conditions in the low 20s. Crude oil prices are lower on Friday morning, largely due to recessionary fears and a stronger U.S. dollar outweighing the potential for tightening supply. Chicago soy oil is also lower, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both higher. The Canadian dollar is mostly unchanged to start the day. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all struggling to find direction to end the week, as traders wait in anticipation for the USDA's quarterly grain stocks report to be released later today. Dry weather in corn-growing areas of the U.S. over the next week will help advance harvesting efforts. However, the USDA is expecting the smallest harvest since 2019 at 13.94 billion bushels. Analysts expect corn stocks to total 1.497 billion bushels, the second lowest annual total over the past 8 years. However, corn export sales and ethanol production trail last year's pace. The December's corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.72. Favorable weather is expected for soybean growing areas in the U.S. over the next week, while Brazil expects to see rain during its soybean planting season. However, one survey predicts the USDA to estimate soybean stocks at 247 million bushels, which would be a six-year low. The November soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.18. Meanwhile, the USDA is expected to total spring wheat production near 517 million bushels. However, traders are still wary over the war between Russia and Ukraine, where Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened not to renew an agreement to allow Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea when it expires in November. In the U.S. Southern Plains, hard red winter wheat plantings are facing drought. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents at $9.71. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.66. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 30th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.